Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode marks Friday, the 2nd of October of the year 2020. And on this day in history, in the year 939, the battle at Andernach took place, where King Otto and Hermann of Schwaben beat Erhard of France and Giselbert of Lutherans, a classic 9th century battle where each side was armed with both knights on horses and peasants with sticks, creating a percussive atonal soundscape that has inspired youth music for the ages. And in 1853, an Austrian law forbade Jews from owning land. I do occasionally like to mention that kind of awful shit. Your guest today on the podcast is the flapjack lumberjack and minister for the interior of the human body, Alison Spittle. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Alice. It is a pleasure to be here. The oats are cooked. We're all okay. Raisins are optional. Life is great.
Raisins, brilliant.
I don't know what that means.
I mean,
yeah.
Everyone needs a raisin in the landscape of oats, I think.
I know. Some people are very against raisins, but I like them in moderation. They're quite nice.
I mean,
how do you feel about raisins?
It depends what you're comparing them with. You know?
Yeah, that's true.
Everything is a matter of perspective. If you're comparing raisins with other things that look like raisins, raisins are among the best of all shriveled, testicular, small brown blobs, right?
Definitely. I prefer raisins to rabbit poo. That is my philosophy in life, especially in a flapjack.
And I think that is the cornerstone of your merch, isn't it?
It is. We've been rabbit poo free for 6 years and counting, and it's been going great.
You will be bringing us our top story today, which is movie news. But first, some headlines of stories we won't have time for. In the news today, the epidemic of loneliness that is endemic to the modern condition has been exacerbated by increasing interpersonal polarization, but is due to come to an end shortly, specifically in Bulgaria, with a massive state-sanctioned life swap. This is an ancient Bulgarian tradition. Once every 500 years in Bulgaria, everyone is randomly assigned a different life, job, friends, family and all, and they relocate their entire identity to a different part of the country. Bulgarians now preparing for the life swap are bidding fond farewells to their aggressive bosses and beloved infant children, and strapping the traditional bag of memories to their backs to await the bird drop of the complex set of coordinates that will shape their future. Good luck to Bulgarians from us all here, and as they say, Nadjevam se novata tijena da e goreshta, or I hope your new wife is hot. Sorry, my Bulgarian could use a little work. And with the change of seasons, the ideological Thunderdome has opened for business. This season's sports sensation, now with COVID testing for safe death matches. The pair-ups for this season's televised horror show are controversial, to say the least. The opening fight to the death, which is a much beloved one, has the highest viewership numbers of any sporting event. This year is with Jermaine Greer and J.K. Rowling taking on Judith Butler and Ezra Miller with morning stars in the opening feminist SmackDown. It's definitely going to be a season to remember. Pre-game trash talk is kicking off with lots of menopause jokes about the phrase to first blood. Are you going to tune in for that, Alison Spittle?
Yeah. I'd love to watch it. But I find the Well, there's a bit of hooliganism from both sides. And, you know, back in the day, hooligans would just glass each other. But now we're trying to get each other fired from our jobs. So I don't know how I feel about it.
It's one thing to drive the broken end of a bottle into someone's eye socket. It's another thing to call their boss. Like, fair's fair.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I know we got movie news coming up, and there is a film, Feminist Factory, starring Danny Dyer, that's coming out. It's a very good depiction of the bloodlust within the feminist movement about gender ideology.
Oh, we'll come up to that in our top story. But first, we have to go to our ads. Our ad section now, because your body is a wonderland and you have to pay for every ride. This episode of the podcast is brought to you by Mud. Mud, the slickest dirt there is. And this episode of the podcast is brought to you by Schlepp Recruiter, the online shitty job finding service for people who want a job that's just a real schlep. If you don't know what real work looks like, or you need the manure in your stables forked over, sign up on Schlepp Recruiter. 89% of candidates find a really awful job within 48 hours and regret it within the week. Schlepp Recruiter, a dubious way to hire. You know, Alison, it's difficult to tell sometimes if you have a tiny witch. Her voice is too high pitched to hear if she... Her voice is too high-pitched to hear if she can recite the Pater Noster properly without sweating. How would you even begin to find an extra nipple? Try dunking your suspected tiny witch in half a glass of water.
Oh! I didn't see that coming! I didn't see it coming! The surprise ones are the best! If she... I know! Because I was like, why is she talking to me during the ads? And then I was like, ads! Sorry.
If she floats, she's either a witch or a spider. If she sinks, she's either innocent or a rock or a heavy spider. Half a glass of water. The proof is clear.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And that's your ad section for today.
The Last Post.
Now it's time for your top story. Top story today, movie news. Alison Spittle, you've been running your co-video parties, watching a lot of movies recently. What's happening in the world of movies right now?
Well, I'm very excited. I have some personal movie news to share with you. A production company has approached me about my life story, and the movie rights to my life story has been sold to...
Disney?
This is the production company... Wanking Title, that's the production company. And they've been very good, and I'm very excited. They're going to make it into a franchise of my life. They're going to call the series Flap and Furious. And it's going to be a tale about very fast flapjacks, but most of all, it's going to be a tale about family. And I'm very excited to announce on the podcast that Vin Diesel will be playing me, Alison Spittle, the flapjack lumberjack. And he shadowed me for a little while, saw how my life was as the I now have responsibilities within the interior of the human body. And it was very good to have Vin hang around with me for a couple of days. He ate pasta with my family. Very quiet, very, very nice man. Then I said goodbye to him at the digestive tract, and he went his way and I went mine. And now the film should be coming out next year. And I'm very, very excited.
Oh, I'm thrilled for you.
Yeah, especially because we have so many films that are coming up within the franchise. Edge of Raisin. there's a courthouse drama section. That'll be like the third film in the franchise. That was when I sued Dolly Parton. For reasons I will not say, but it's called Reasonable Doubt. Reasonable Doubt. And also, it's funny you mentioned Disney earlier. Disney have approached me for the rights to my life, but in a TV series form. And Miley Cyrus is attached to it, and it's going to be called Hannah Sultana. So I'm very, very excited about that. It's gonna be a great date movie. I hate myself. Do you ever do like 4 puns in a row? And
no, you're brainstorming. That's enough self-loathing. You're brainstorming, Alison Spittle. Never prune any of your ideas.
Oh! Why is it so hard to get apricot into a sentence? It's the currently coming up of ideas, so it's kind of all very current. Fig. I'm just figuring around for ideas now at the moment, and it's very... Oh, do you know who's going to do the soundtrack to all of these films? The Cranberries, and I, for one, am very excited. Very excited. Yeah. Do you know what? Doing puns about dried fruit is a lot like making a flapjack. It's all about packing it in and hoping it sticks together.
I mean, that is a beautiful metaphor for flapjacks and for life.
Thank you. We're all just dried fruits trying to make it in this world.
We're all just trying to find a reason to live.
Oh, just finish on that, Alice. Just finish on that. I can never do better than that.
Well, that's all the time we have for our top story today, because now it's time for your letters to the editor. Your letters to the editor now. Remember, you can send a letter to the editor by writing to us at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. This one comes in from Aubrey. She says, "Hi, Alice and fellow Joybringer." That's you today, Alison.
That is me.
"I am writing from the dystopian states of America in the other dimension, so gratefully blessed by the audio arrival of your show. A few months ago, I was listening to your show within earshot of my rooster, Speckles. He informed me that the crow at the beginning of each episode is not, as it sounds to my human ears, a repeated sound clip, but in fact a concise telling of rooster daily news in a satirical fashion. Since then, I have played him the start of each episode so that he may be an informed and entertained rooster citizen. He thanks you greatly for this galline representation and has composed his own Crow to the Editor, which I have attached. Thanks for all you do and good luck to you, Christopher. Aubrey." So I guess we should play that.
Wow, Speckles, that's incredible.
Yeah, Speckles, what a wonderful contribution. And thank you, Aubrey, for midwifing that into my life. That's all the time we have for your letters to the editor now. Remember, again, you can send a letter to the editor by writing to us at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We're here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. If you're one of our listeners in the other dimension, support our show by spreading it to friends or via social media. If the online conspiracy theory that people are running secret human trafficking tunnels under every major city on Earth can catch on, there is no reason that this bullshit can't. Your guest today on the podcast was the wonderful Alison Spittle. Alison, have you got anything to plug?
I've got two podcasts, The Alison Spittle Show and Wheel of Misfortune with Alison and Fern. And I have a coffee account and social media. It's at Alison Spittle.
Those are all good things to pursue and listen to. And really, I mean, why would you not follow Alison Spittle on social media?
That's very nice. Yeah. Why would you not? I mean, please don't if it's to abuse me. But other than that.
The Last Post is an Alice Fraser and Bugle Podcasts production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at @alliterative on Twitter and Instagram. That's A-L-I-T-E-R-A-T-I-V-E. Or commit to the full Alice Fraser experience by signing up on patreon.com/AliceFraser for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life and free downloads of all of my specials. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. His sub-producer and hench thug, the iron fist in his velvet glove, is the inimitable Ped Hunter. As we always say, good luck to you, Christopher, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, and it's time to pamper the special moms in your life. And what better way than with Osea's limited edition skincare sets featuring clean, vegan, cruelty-free products that are safe for your skin and the planet. Osea is a women-founded, women-led brand that's been making seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. This Mother's Day, Osea has two limited edition sets, perfect for gifting or keeping for yourself. Their Golden Glow body set includes three clinically proven bestsellers for silky, smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set has everything she needs to achieve spa-level results at home. They're so beautiful, you can skip the wrapping. For a limited time, you can save up to $48 on Osea sets, plus get free shipping. That's Mother's Day made easy. Pamper the moms in your life and get 10% off your first order site-wide with code MOM at OseaMalibu.com. That's OSEAMalibu.com, code MOM.